is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Welcome to Bible Story for Kids, where we tell great Bible stories. Today, I want to tell you about one great man, powerful man. His name, you want to know? Elijah. What's his name? Elijah. He was a prophet. Who is a prophet? The person that God speaks through his mouth. God will tell him what to say and go and tell people. This Elijah was very powerful. He could ask for fire to come down from heaven and it will come. One time somebody died. He raised the person from the dead, one young boy. So Elijah was powerful, was going everywhere, was doing great things for God. So one day God told him, Elijah, I will take you to heaven. Oh, how? He will die? No, he will not die. God said, I'll bring my chariot of fire and I'll carry you away and you will not die. Hey, you know, people die, everybody dies, but not Elijah. God said, it's going to take him to heaven and he will not die. Hey, oh, interesting. And God told him. So he began to get ready. Okay, how? If God says you go to heaven, what will you do? What will you pack? What will you take along with you? Nothing. Because you don't need anything there. Everything's already there. You don't have to go with any clothes or with any bag. Because bag, clothes cannot pass from here to heaven. You can take money with you. You can take food with you. Everything's already there. So God told Elijah, I'll take you away. Now, Elijah had somebody that was working for him. Like his assistant, somebody who is like second to him. His name was Elisha. What's his name? Elisha. Elisha was working with Elijah. Elijah was the boss. Elisha was the assistant. So God told Elijah, you will live on this day. I'll take you to heaven around a place, around one river called River Jordan. So Elijah told Elisha, his assistant, oh, I am going to a place called Dothan. I think that assistant Elisha had the rumor that God's going to take his master away. So he said, I'm going to go with you. So he went. When they got to Dothan, Elijah said to Elisha, okay, stay here. I'm going to Jericho. So he said, I'm not staying. I'm going with you all the way. Okay? So they went. Excuse me. When they got on, they went. They got to Jericho. Then the man said, okay, stay here. I'm going to Jordan. That's the place where I will go from to heaven. So they were going. They got down there. So Elisha followed Elijah. When they got down there, the boss, who was that? Elijah, now asked Elisha, come, what do you want since I'm going away today? Oh, the man said, I know you are powerful. I want double of your power. Eh? Elijah said, you are asking for very difficult thing, but it's possible if you see me when I'm going away to heaven. Huh? So you know what Elisha did. He started looking at his master, started watching him. As they were going around that place near River Jordan, suddenly he just saw a chariot. Chariot is, you know, chariot looked like a car like that, but the horse is the one pulling it, not engine. The horse. And he saw the horses of fire. They were like fire. And they came, whoom! Carried Elijah, and they were going up, whim, whim, whim. While they were going, the assistant looked up and saw Elijah going, and he said, my father, I saw the chariots and the horses of fire. I'm seeing them now. Wow, he saw him. Guess what happened? The robe, the clothes that Elijah was wearing fell down on the ground. And he picked up the assistant, Elijah, and picked up the clothes and put it on. So, guess what happened? He now turned back. As he turned back, he got to the river. At that river, the water was overflowing. He had to pass. He just took the clothes of his boss and smashed the water. And he said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Whoa! Something happened. The water just parted to the right and to the left. And he walked through. Everybody shouted that the power that was upon Elijah had come upon Elisha. And everybody came and bowed down to him. And so Elijah went to heaven, but his power was now left here. And that power was with Elisha. This story was telling us something. Is it telling us something? That story is about Jesus. Jesus also went to heaven when he died, rose from the dead, and he gave us the Holy Spirit today so we can be powerful Christians. You got it? Elijah went to heaven. Elisha took the power and did double, twice of what Elijah did. You got the story? You got the catch? See you next time. Bye-bye.